In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Noah had sent out a raven. That raven is symbolic of death and darkness. It did not return to the ark because God had brought life and light to the world, and so also to those who believe in him. Then Noah sent out a dove. It was symbolic of the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins. After 7 days, it returned to Noah and to the ark with a freshly plucked olive branch in its beak. Olives are a sign of peace and rest. For through those waters of the flood, God had brought peace to man and rest to the earth. So when our Lord went up from the water, the heavens were opened to him. And the Spirit of God descended like him as a dove. Today he is anointed not simply with water, but he is anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. Death flees before him. Darkness gives way to light, for he is the life of the world and its light. But it won't flee just yet. He must fulfill all righteousness. Baptism removes sin from the sinner. But what happens when the sinless is washed? Well, that dirt, that muck, that sin clings to him. He carries the curse. He is burdened with our punishment. Behold the Lamb of God, the one, the victim, the sacrifice for sinners. Today he is set apart as the scapegoat, as John lays his hand on Christ, putting our sins on him. He was plunged into our flowing sewage, counted guilty, stricken by God, and driven from the promised land into the wilderness to face our adversary, the devil. And yet, without angelic help, without food, without water, the full force of God's wrath was upon him that we murdering Barabbases might be set free. And free we are. But not him, at least not yet. His path was set. Today, the beams are crossed. Calvary awaits its divine guest. There is no turning back, for it is necessary for him to fulfill all righteousness. And yet the Spirit of the Lord rests upon him. Jesus does not carry out his ministry alone, but he was sent by the Father. And he is anointed by the Holy Spirit. So all that Christ did in his ministry, he did in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was anointed to preach and to teach, for he is the true prophet. He was anointed to fight the devil and to drive out all diseases, for he is the true king. He is anointed to offer sacrifices of prayer and to offer himself as the full, perfect sacrifice. For he is our true priest. This is what it means to be the Christ, to be prophet, priest, and king. What Jesus did, he did in the power of the Spirit. And so death itself will consume him, and darkness will envelop him, for he must win a righteousness that fallen man cannot earn. He will breathe his last, and in that breath he will give up his Holy Spirit, for his work will have been finished. He will be cut off from the land of the living and cast away into an empty tomb. For what he was anointed to do, he will faithfully carry out. And on the third day, he will rise. Noah's flood cleansed the world, but it could not touch man's heart. And so God sent a new flood rushing from the side of Calvary throughout the entire world that cleanses both the world and the heart. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This water receives its power from the blood of Christ shed upon the cross. The Word united with this water pours out on you the Holy Spirit, so that death might flee and darkness might be turned to light. Here you have peace with God. Here you are restored. Here you rest. "Here is the Lamb of God. God loves you. He died for you. He bore your sins, suffered your punishment, so that what was washed off of him might now be draped over you. And by his righteousness, you are a child of God. You are the new creation, restored by the flood, for he has made a perfect sacrifice for you. So no one can accuse you, nothing can condemn you, no sin can harm you, no regret can sadden you, no guilt can burden you. For Christ is your sacrifice, and you are baptized into him. You are free. Free not to live however you please, not to follow your own lusts and desires as the heathen, but free to live as a child of God, an heir of heaven. For what happened to Jesus at his baptism also happened to you at yours. The heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descended upon you, filling you and making your body his holy temple. As St. Paul writes, don't you know that your bodies are temples of God, temples of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have from God? He fills your body and your soul, your flesh and your blood, your muscles and your bones, your sinews and your tendons, your organs, your molecules, the very atoms that make you what you are. Sin is erased. He has purged it all from you. The flesh is drowned. Demons are put to flight. Death gives way to life and darkness to light. And thus you live a godly life. But whatever good is found in you is from this Holy Spirit. Whatever godliness is in you is from this Holy Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit, St. Paul urges us. Let us follow him, for we are not under the law, but we are under the Spirit, led by him. So whatever is true, honorable, and just, whatever is pure, lovely, and commendable, if there is any excellence, if anything is worthy of praise, think about such things, for you rest safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church. So live as one who has been redeemed by God. Live as one who has been placed in the safety of that boat. For that heavenly dove continues to come to you in word and sacrament with that freshly plucked olive branch in his mouth, preaching Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Listen to his absolution. Eat and drink and find your rest in him. Born upon these waters, you are safe, you are secure. Darkness appears to surround us, but the darkness has ended. Death surrounds us, but Christ has overcome death for you, and you are baptized into his life, and so share in his resurrection. So do not fear the past, for you are baptized into Christ. Your sins cannot harm you. Do not fear the present. You are baptized. The Spirit of God rests upon you and will guide you in godliness through his word. And do not fear the future, for you are baptized. There will continue to be tragedies, shootings, epidemics, pain, suffering. Idolatry will continue to increase. The church will also continue to be fractured and splintered. But fear not, for you are baptized. The voice of God remains true. This, you, are my beloved Son, and you I am well pleased. For the sake of Christ, God loves you. For the sake of Christ, he guarantees you a place in heaven. The destructive flood was not the end of Noah, neither was it the end of this world. And so that destructive baptismal flood was not the end of you or the end of this world even, but it was the end of your fallen flesh. It was the end of all sin. And as the waters of Noah led Noah into a new creation, so also God through baptism is leading you into a new creation, the new Jerusalem, a new heavens, a new earth, the home of God's elect. Baptism revealed Jesus as the Christ. So also baptism makes you a Christian. This bath defined him. This bath also defines you. It defines you in your days of trouble. It strengthens you when you are weak. It is your light in the darkness and your hope as death approaches. It removes all sin, opens paradise, delivers you from Satan, and places you in the arms of your loving Father, because baptism brings the pierced side of Christ to you. So blessed are those who believe and are baptized. They will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.